This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. So far, things have been looking up for conservation proponents who've been keeping an eye on Washington. I'll talk about that coming up after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on. Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Digger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride, more power to the ground, with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing.
There are several key elements of the farm bill that have to fall into place. We've talked about that in recent weeks. And they are working in Washington now to try to pull it all together. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee trying to get the support lined up this week so that perhaps that bill that came out of his committee can come out on the House floor next week. There is quite a bit of interest always in conservation. Several organizations weigh in on behalf of conservation. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association this year had as one of its primary three planks for the Farm Bill, conservation programs. And the National Association of Conservation Districts, the nonprofit organization representing the nation's 3,000 conservation districts and the 17,000 men and women who serve on their governing boards, has been weighing in as well on the matter of conservation at the federal level. One thing they were pleased about a few weeks ago was that omnibus funding bill, the appropriations package. For fiscal year 2018, the conservation districts said that bill, passed by Congress and signed into law by the president, would improve conservation delivery across the United States. The president of the National Association of Conservation Districts, Brent Van Dyke, said his association was encouraged by the strong support for conservation programs in that appropriations bill. He said those provisions provide both the staff and financial assistance that are essential to conservationists. And he said he hopes that that similar funding will occur in the fiscal 2019 appropriations later on this fall. There was also strong funding level for conservation operations, $874 million. That includes conservation technical assistance and maintains the full funding levels for the Farm Bill conservation programs. I'll be back after this.